Hey, welcome to Honey on the Sword. I hope that you guys are well. I had to jump on here for more than one reason, but you guys know I love the nations. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. And there is another country that is now listening as well. And you already may be listening, but you live in a different country. But I wanted to give a shout out to Switzerland. Thank you so much. Now 23 nations are listening. I want to bring hope. I want to bring encouragement and courage and just blessings to your life in the midst of things that may be very joyful or may be very intense. If you know me, you know I love my hockey team, the Nashville Predators. They are resilient. I really love hockey because of them. They have shown so much endurance. That is the word. And they go till the last second. And I'm very much the same way in my own life. You have to keep going so you can see what will be. You have to keep going because anything can change at the last moment. And it's important to have people who are like siblings in your life, people who are there in your corner, rooting you on your line, as they would say in hockey, so that they can keep rooting for you even when you don't feel strong, or they can see your blind spots when you cannot. And so I just had to give out a shout out to my Nashville Preds, but I'm reminded of them because of a colleague, and she officially is a sibling to me in my heart, Mary Jane. She is one who endures so much and she encourages others. So I had to give her not 5 stars, but you know what I'm saying. I have to talk about how she helps others so much. I was also reminded of Proverbs 17:17. Hopefully I don't botch it, but the gist of it says that siblings are born to take on adversity with you, for you, and a friend loves at all times. And that is what I was getting for today to share. A friend loves at all times, and a sibling is born to take on adversity with you. And it makes me think of my team. They are my team. The highs, the lows, all of the above. I am rooting for them even beyond the last second, even beyond overtime, even beyond the shootouts, them having to go head to head. Because they've already passed overtime. It's something that you have to have people like that in your life who are enduring. They endure in their own lives and they endure in your life. There are people who come and go, they're fair weathered, and that's fine. You've known them for a little bit, you've known them for a long time. You may not, but there are people who are on our path to help us in those moments. But then there are times when there are people that you can see they're on your line. They're there for you and they're rooting for you and they believe in you and they're just like going for it with you. And you're doing the same for them because it starts to become magnetic and there's an energy and there's a life force. And even like number 47, he said it and I knew. If you go and look at his interview of their most recent game on April the 9th, he said there was just something. He was like, something came, something happened. And just even the cheering, as we were all cheering, you could feel the intensity, the victory, the unity, the like-mindedness. There's something when you're cheered on. It gives you that extra oomph. It pushes you on. It pushes you forward. And I love Roman Josi, number 59. He's the captain. He is always pumping positivity into his guys. He is saying it to his team. He's saying, hey, you guys are doing a great game. You guys are working hard. We have to keep going. And of course, I cannot ignore Ryan O'Reilly, number 90, and Philip Forsberg, number 9. They work together hand in hand. They go for it together, each line working together, pushing towards a goal, togetherness. And Ryan O'Reilly said this in an interview regarding the game on April the 9th. You would think that we won, but we did clinch, and that's amazing. Our team is going to the playoffs. And all of this ties together to say they came back and got 3 points, and it was so beautiful. And of course, great goalkeeping by UC Saro, number 74, rather. He's just absolutely brilliant. He is a guardian of sorts. Like, he is there for the team too. And I feel like UC is not always mentioned when it's going head to head and neck and all of those things, but he's there tending the goal. He is there like a shepherd watching over sheep. He's like, I am here to guard this post, to guard this and keep us in the right flow. So I am talking a lot about sports, but one of my sisters, Nishiba Joy, she cracked up and she was like, hey, you like sports. Look at you. Because she knows that I'm more like, you know, I'm not competitive. I'm very much like, but I am about the team. And there's something about having a team. Having a team is just so beautifully powerful. I feel that way also about Nashville Soccer Club, and I'm so grateful for them as well. And it's just great to have a team because they're winning, but you're winning. And even when they are not feeling like they're winning, they're still winning because of their endurance. So that was the gist of what I wanted to share. I wanted to say thank you to Switzerland and all of the nations. I'm believing with you, rooting for you. I'm cheering you on and all of your beautiful uniqueness. Each nation, you're important. You bring something beautiful to the line. And yeah, I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. But Mary Jane reminded me of all of this because she is such a resilient, courageous, beautiful soul who pours encouragement into others even when there is no more. She's finding it out of nothing, ex nihilo, out of nothing. She is bringing it to the table. So I am very grateful, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, whatever time it is. And yeah, let's go for our team. Let's root for our team. It's not even just about the winning. It's about them being well. It's about how we endure together, because the endurance is the part that matters. People can come in strong at the beginning and then leave at the end. And I will say this, and it's going to sound strange and I don't care, but there's something to me that whenever there's a train, if I have to wait for a train, I don't go and find another path and leave. I sit there and wait, because it not only teaches me patience, but it is a representation of the kingdom, if that makes sense. For me, this is what the kingdom of heaven is like, because there's lots of people waiting in a line, waiting and waiting and waiting, and you have to endure waiting to see the end of this train, waiting to get to the end of that train. And I wait there because it does something in me. It gives me this, I know other people may say, hey, why won't you just take another path? You need to know, like, sometimes there's a path you're supposed to be on, and you can miss something if you choose to veer off because you don't want to wait. And waiting is very intense. And there's another beautiful word that says something like, I would have lost heart. I would have lost hope. I would have fainted unless I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And it reminds me of another one that says, they that wait on the Lord, they'll renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings like an eagle. They'll run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. There's something about waiting. And so That's what I was getting. Just even that train waiting till the last second, like the Nashville Preds, they keep going even to the last second and they have courage and they're thinking about the next game, but they're pushing. They're becoming better and better and better. They're not competing with other people. They're not even competing with their team. They are linked together as a team and they're like-minded so that they can continue to become better and better and better and to do greater things together. So I hope something in here was encouraging and hopeful. Root for your team. Root for your team. If you don't have a team, find a team and root for them, because you'll feel something turning and stirring in your own life and in your own heart. And it's a good thing. And it's a great thing.